and then we're going to talk, and then we'll play a song and so on. This has been a fast trajectory for me from hearing the name JHL, playing at Outlier Festival, missing Outlier Festival, having my friend Johnny tell me that JHL was the highlight and was amazing and I should listen to it, messaging you, and here you are. How are you?
Good, good, pretty good. How are you?
Who are you?
Who
we just
I?
Met.
Yeah, I'm JHL. I'm the voice and the producer of the track that's slowly being fading out right now.
I'm keeping it in. I'm just getting the mix right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I don't know. I'm just a guy.
Yeah.
I'm just a guy.
Yeah, who's been making music. Have you been doing this for a while?
I've been doing this ever since I... legally acquired a piece of software when I was like about to turn 14.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, I really have nothing else to do with my life. And then I just sat in my bedroom just doing this. And then it's got me places.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah. I mean, so you were 14 when you started sort of cranking out the tunes.
Yeah.
And what was your reference points? Were you just kind of like creating something from the cosmic goo of your mind, or were you kind of wanting to do something?
Oh, I wanted to rip off so many people. Firstly, the person that I wanted to rip off the most was Bjork.
Oh.
Then Sophie after I discovered her. Then Arca after I discovered her. So it's like a trifecta of experimental sound, and it was just something that I became so enamored with.
Yeah.
The sounds of industry in the city, which is, you know, my upbringing.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Well, we're going to seeking into, we'll crank it up in a bit too, but I loved what I was hearing here. This is Ray Brown and JHL. Do You Like That, the JHL remix.
Yep.
So people have been finding you, asking you to do remixes.
Yeah.
And how does this happen? Like, tell us about kind of what your trajectory, because you started obviously in the bedroom, and you know, a lot of great music is still created in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Bjork's probably still in the bedroom doing like fiddling around. So tell us what happened next when you started.
After I started, I just posted like really spontaneously, like on the SoundCloud, and then people just started listening, and I was like, what the hell are you doing? And then I started an Instagram account, and you know, it was supposed to be like, you know, oh, just an account for all my, you know, my school friends to follow me. And then people from other places that are not from Auckland, my little suburb, started following because of my SoundCloud. And then I just realized, oh goodness, my username is quite ostentatious, like JHL official. Like, so I might as well just kind of lean into it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it just burgeoned from here on out. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, let's crank this up for you know, a minute or so, and come back and find out some more hard facts.
is fuck loose. Down bad, eating that gas. Being fast, look who's bad.
Yes, 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 I do like that very much. You know, I was thinking when Greco were in here, I was thinking, you know, you two acts need to be playing a show together. That's my, I'm going to make that happen. That's my little mission for 2025, running out of time for 2024, but, you know. So, yeah, tell me about that tune.
No one really emails me things, so the way I get requests to do, like, official remixes and stuff, people just message me on Instagram.
Yeah.
No one respects the sanctity of emails, and I don't think people really should. Like, it's it's too formal. It's too rigid.
I forget about them all the time by accident. Yeah.
Goodness. Instagram is, you know, social media is like trumps emails.
Also, your account says official on it, so maybe they're just like, well, this is the official way to contact you.
Yes, true. Yeah, you're right.
Have you reached out to anyone else and said, can I remix you? Or has it always been them coming to your door?
I tried at one point because I was just looking for a cappellas, you know, and the ones on YouTube were pretty shit. So I sort of, you know, people were a bit reticent. Most of the time I actually didn't get a cappella.
Yeah.
So I just continued making the remixes, and that, you know, burgeoned into covers, and then more people discovered me, and then more people, you know, approached me for things. So yeah, it's quite fortuitous.
Oh, nice. So if you want to be found the way you want to be found, in terms of, like, you know, some of the people who are listening now will be like, what? What's your preference? How do you prefer to be found? Are you Spotify? You got a SoundCloud, obviously, which I'm going to play a tune off. But where would we send people? Spotify, whatever?
I forget that Spotify exists.
It's a good way to be.
Yes. So I love SoundCloud because of the social aspect of it. It's the comments, it's the likes, it's the reposts, etc.
Yeah.
But I really do have to be thinking about Spotify if I want to, you know, advance normally. But again, SoundCloud is where it all started and where I lurk and where I mostly listen to music. And conveniently, my links are right there on the SoundCloud.
Hey.
And then people, you know, click them. It's a big old rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So SoundCloud is definitely, you know, also that's where, like, you know, my people live.
Yeah. You know, is there still where you find music?
Yes, all the time. I cannot for the life of me use, like, a Spotify or Apple Music algorithm because it's too rigid and too, it's not spontaneous. And random.
Yeah.
Because
be like, oh, you like this, you should listen to this thing that's the same.
Yeah, exactly. So the way the SoundCloud algorithm works is that it organizes mixes according to not only things that you love, but your friends love. So I get to clue in on what my friends are listening to, and then I listen to them. And then, you know, it just snowballs and snowballs.
Yeah.
Endless repository of music. Big and small, but mostly, like, really small.
Yeah.
Which is the greatest part about it, because I like the underground.
I was going to ask you, is there any shame in being popular on SoundCloud?
I mean, Yes and no. I mean, like, no, like, I say no because, you know, I'm addicted to the numbers or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but I kind of got over that. And, but also there's a bit of shame in the popularity. But I want at least one part of me to stay underground.
Yeah.
And unknown. Because that's where I find the most interesting people. But there's also, you know, the benefits of growing in size, you know, playing shows.
Yeah, so tell me about the playing shows. Yeah. You were talking before, telling me a funny story about the first time someone asked you to play a show.
Yeah. So I was like 14 when someone messaged me to play a show down in Wellington. And then I had to break it slowly to the person that I just started NCEA. so that's a really big factor of why I shouldn't go into like a tiny little bar somewhere.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, but so you played at Outlier. Have you got any shows coming up that people can check out?
Not this year, but next year, there's definitely a big chance that you may see JHL and maybe see JHL in other places, other countries.
What?
Okay.
So we need to go to the JHL official Instagram and keep an eye on this business.
Yeah, that's my proper, like, you know, that's you know, my proper, place where people find stuff.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming up. And you know what? I think that I'm going to send everybody. Everybody's got to go find JHL or else. And but I did want to play this cover. You mentioned covers. And I remember hearing this song for the first time. The original version of the song in Kmart in Henderson. They used to have, like, you could take the CD and put it in, like, one of their stereos and just listen to it on the... And, oh, my goodness, I literally fell on the floor listening to this. So had a similar experience listening to your cover of Glory Box by Portishead. Tell me about your love of the song, and then we'll hit this.
I like how just stripped down and minimal it is, and how so effective it is. And in my heart, I probably can't really do that because I'm a maximalist at heart, maximalist with minimal taste.
Yeah,
I like that dichotomy. But yeah, I just really love the vocal performance and the whole like swagger of the song, you know, 90s trip hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, thank you so much, JHL, for coming in. And this will not be the last we hear of you. This is JHL Glory Box. Thank you for humouring me and coming up to BFM, even though that means you're going to be so famous now.
we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Thank you.
Thank you.